This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, we get this from Twitter. from Adrian Vermeule. And he's asking a question. And the question he's going to ask is, is the average American voter really thinking about all the ways to get back at voters who voted for Donald Trump? And he, on Twitter, he goes, if any voters in Pennsylvania are reading this, do you really want to elect these people? And what he's doing is he is referencing a tweet from Robert Reich. I don't remember which position he occupied in the Clinton administration, but he was in the he was one of those secretaries of something or other. But he tweeted, "When this nightmare is over, we need a truth and reconciliation commission. It would erase Trump's lies, comfort those who have been harmed by his hatefulness, and name every official politician, executive, and media mogul whose greed and cowardice enabled this catastrophe." They want a Nuremberg trial for us electing President Donald Trump. And this is what certain influential Democrats want. Full-blown show trials and purges, same as the communists pioneered. Seems that equality and redistribution don't really motivate them in the promises of socialism. Purges, show trials, gulags, and re-education camps are what get them going. And it makes sense. Socialism has failed everywhere it's ever been tried, every time, every place it's ever been practiced. People are poorer, unfreer, and less advanced than in places with capitalism. They've got a 100% record on failure for that. But where they don't have a record of failure is on a reign of terror, where neighbor spies on neighbor for a secret police, thought crimes are punished, mass imprisonment and re-education camps are a way of life. Show trials appear where groveling people stand before people's commissars and profess to love what they hate and hate what they love, and the yin and yang of violence to reinforce lies, and lies to cover up violence. There are also party purges to keep everyone in a state of fear. That's what the socialists are good at, and that's what Reichsha is calling for. And it's important to note, he's not your ordinary late crazy leftist. He's President Clinton's former Secretary of Labor and a fixture in Democrat Party politics. He is the establishment. He's the mainstream. And Joe Biden, who's being controlled by so many puppet masters of this ilk, will do as he's told by the likes of Reichsha. So much for his promise to be the president of all the people. This is what he means by all the people. This ought to be a campaign issue. They are plotting the worst for their GOP rivals in a bid to control all ideas, all thoughts, every straying question. And it's like when during the confirmation of Kavanaugh, Lindsey Graham said, "Boy, y'all want power, and I hope to God you never get it." Uh, Now, one thing they have failed to consider, and this is what they always do. They always fail to consider this. Have you ever seen that movie, what is it, Watchmen? When the kid who was one of the Bad News Bears, he plays a really pretty edgy sort of guy nowadays. I don't remember his name, but he is a very good actor. And he plays Warshak in The Watchmen. And he gets arrested and put in jail. And he tells them, I'm not in here with you. You're in here with me. All of the things that the Democrats want to do. And sure, I've heard all the, you know, I've heard all the prognosticators get out there and say, what's going to happen if they get it all? And it's almost like we don't have a say in whether they get it all or not. It's almost like the people of the states where there is a Republican trying to unseat a Democrat trying to unseat a Republican, or, you know, it's just a foregone conclusion that the incumbency has no benefits. Which isn't that what everybody is up hates, the incumbency, because of all the benefits it has. We got a guy here in my state, Jamie Harrison. He's raised $57 million, I think, this month. And he's going to lose. And I hope he spends all that money, because that will be money coming from all of these big, you know, the big money donors. What they're trying to do is replace a senior senator who sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He's the current chairman. And replace him with a rookie. A lobbyist, if you will. And now they're actually running ads against some third party player because he's too conservative for the Senate to. Like Lindsey Graham is not the problem as far as what's in their way. But we have a say. The other thing we have a say on is, you know, one of the things that Joe Biden, of course, wants to do is he wants to ban all kinds of stuff. And we've seen what happens when they, first of all, what is the compliance rate on the SAFE Act in New York City as far as registration of assault weapons? It's probably in single digits. And that's sort of an issue. That's sort of an issue. Because in order for them to be able to ban guns, and then, I don't know, then nowhere to go, they have to have a registry, which most of the United States does not have a registry. And here's where the problem comes from them, for them, rather. If we see them start to confiscate guns where they have registries, where they don't have registries, they may trigger something they are not prepared to see through. They think that all these things that they say are just going to happen and we're just going to submit. I've seen some of my friends who profess to be conservative, profess to be Republican. They're saying, be prepared because Trump's going to lose. What exactly am I preparing for? But the idea that this is just going to happen and we don't get a say in it, that just cracks me up. But if these guys want to take it, if they want to go to that side, if they want to go to the dark side, the problem is they've never been in the dark side. They're going to meet a lot of people who have been in the dark side, who enjoyed it, who know how to thrive within it, who know how to unleash themselves. And that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a giant problem. And, you know, so, yeah, go ahead and make your plans for the show trials and the purges and everything else. You may find an answer you're not looking for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. California and other blue states, which are now 200 plus days into the 15 days to slow the spread, are rapidly headed towards just obey our dictates and wait for the next five-year plan. Governor Newsom's recent guidelines on gatherings, such as Thanksgiving, may sound like a crazy joke, but it isn't. Like, gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. That includes everyone present, including house hosts and guests. Remember, the smaller the number of people, the safer. The host should collect all names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed. Gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than indoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use restrooms as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized. I'm still astonished that people thought that after allowing governors to take away their constitutional rights, they wouldn't have to fight them to get them back. There will no doubt be future health or climate emergencies that begin with 15 days to slow the whatever. And maybe a fight isn't necessary yet. It is said that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and if it's true, the right video can be worth thousands more. People can argue all day long about the merits of lockdowns. The point to areas like Sweden or South Dakota, which never locked down with similar outcomes, but they're still met with resistance from people who've been fed the steady diet of fear porn from certain experts and the fake stream. Any experts who disagree with the narratives are being censored by big tech. Sometimes people just need to be shown the truth. A woman who posts under the Twitter handle Lilith of Assyria was visiting Stockholm and posted some short video clips of what life currently looks like in Sweden. People can be seen walking around the streets, through shopping malls, and in restaurants and bars as if the China flu never happened. Another woman, Stit Lana, posted a video showing what a subway ride in Stockholm currently looks like. It's like looking through a portal into some parallel universe where people are living totally normal lives outside a pandemic. Only it isn't. It's the same universe, and the people are facing the same flu-like virus as the rest of the world, but without having their freedom and livelihoods destroyed on purpose by their government. It's not enough to tell people about this paradox. They need to be shown. You want the lockdowns to end? Enough people need to ignore these dictates and make them end. And for that to happen, large numbers of people need to start asking why. These types of videos need to be played on loop in as many public places as possible. Imagine you're in a California restaurant wearing your mask on your way to your table, wondering if you should do the right thing and mask up between bites per Newsom. And you look up and you see TV endlessly playing these videos on loop with the caption, "Why can they do this in Sweden?" People's faces need to be rubbed in their lack of freedom so they will feel like the liberty-deprived second-class citizens that they currently are. Same can be done at gyms and hair salons and many other places of business. These videos should be playing on the jumbotrons or behind the cardboard spectators at sporting events. And I'm presuming that there may be some non-woke sports out there that might still exist. I don't know. All of Trump's press conferences should include a large monitor playing those clips. And every time a Newsom or Cuomo or a Fauci speaks out about COVID-19, people should listen carefully to their words while simultaneously watching these video clips over and over on their smartphones. The truth is, a lot of us are behaving like we're in chains, while in fact, we are unchained for now. The lockdowns will end when enough people decide it's time for them to end. But see, for some of us, this is sort of a dry run. If you will, a dry run. A lot of us gave up freedom due to fear. And that's all by design. That is all by design. It's a little bit like the self-checkout. The self-checkout at your local grocery store. You know, you go to a grocery store and it's a gigantic affair. It's, you know, 100,000 square feet. All kinds of, you look at the parking lot, full of cars. You go in, well, two cashiers are open. But all of the self-checkout lanes are open. So in order to save time, you decide to go check yourself out. The problem becomes, you know, you're not getting a break for this. You're not getting any sort of a discount for doing this. You're doing their work for them. And then, and what you're doing, you're saving them money. And we've been conditioned to think, this is a way for me to get out of here quicker. And for some people, that may be worth it to save that time. Not me. I never go through it. I never go through the self-checkout lane. Unless they were going to give me a discount, but they don't. They're not. And the same thing has happened here. We have become conditioned to react to certain stimulus by design. Now, while we're so much in a rush, if you put on the mask, you'll save lives. You'll save your own. We got to stop. We got to flatten the curve. We got to do this. We got to do that. It's going to kill you. You know, there's going to be millions of deaths. This, that, the other. We have no proof of this because we've never faced it before. That was the unsaid things. But anyway, what are you going to do when the next time they say something? It's you have 15 days to turn in your guns. What are you going to do then? Are you going to react to that? Are you just going to give in to what you've been conditioned to do? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding a series of rallies in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Monday. The president saying Democratic rival Joe Biden is bringing gloom and doom to COVID-19.
You heard him the other night, this is going to be a dark winter. No, it's not going to be a dark winter. It's going to be a great winter. It's going to be a great spring.
Senators expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as debate continues on the Senate floor ahead of her confirmation vote. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal calling on Barrett to postpone taking the oath of office.
I call on her to postpone her taking the oath of office until after the next president is inaugurated.
A full Senate vote expected tonight on Barrett. You're listening to USA Radio News. Disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we'll know by early December if a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective for widespread use. The coronavirus task force member telling the BBC a widespread vaccine will probably not be likely until later in 2021.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The amount of doses that will be available in December will not certainly be enough to vaccinate everybody. You'll have to wait several months into 2021.
Scientists say the moon's shadowed, rigid nooks and crannies may hold frozen water in more places in larger quantities than previously suspected. Scientists releasing a pair of studies on Monday that say more than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain can trap water in the form of ice. That's 20% more area than previously thought. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I don't know about you, but I am anticipating this election. You folks have been inundated with articles about a Trump sweep, and you get some reasons with confident assurances that poorly mask a nervous whistling past the graveyard, so they might say. There are those that say there are these shy Trump voters, which I don't know exactly what that is, to be honest with you. The polling firms over sample groups that a lean Democrat, such pollster / professional / local bakery that correctly predicted the last zillion elections is predicting a Trump win. So-and-so editorialist drives around and sees nothing but Trump yard signs in Red Town and Red County and Red State, all of which votes are routinely neutralized by a single mid-sized blue city. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're not. To be sure, Biden is a clown car, but he's still cognizant enough to not make the same mistakes as his predecessor. He's hitting the Midwest hard and heavy. He's doing what he can to win back the white working-class Democrats that voted for Trump the last time around, which that's going to be sort of a fool's game. But his campaign is shrewdly getting out the vote by warning that Biden's polling numbers might not be as rosy as they seem. Biden will not be popping champagne on the morning of Election Day, as Hillary did, until he is certain of victory. But he can rest easy knowing that his base will vote for him regardless. it's going to take a minute to see if these Burisma revelations are going to hurt him. And we're talking about with his base. His racist past isn't going to hurt him with his base. His glaring senility won't hurt him with his base. The credible rape accusations already buried under an avalanche of hashtag MeToo hypocrisy, they're not going to hurt him with his base. This is because a vote for Biden isn't a vote for of confidence that former Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. of Delaware is capable of steering the ship competently for the next 4 years. Nobody on either side of the aisle believes that a President Biden would be calling the shots. A vote for Biden is a vote against the idea of America. A vote for Biden is a vote, you know, a victory would signify a point of no return entrenchment of the elitist ruling class who, and you can take this one to the bank, they will rig the chessboard so something so democratic as the Trump victory of 2016 will never again occur. As Dennis Miller quipped, our founding fathers started a war over a tax on their breakfast beverage. Times have changed. If Biden wins, the open assault on our Constitution, our inalienable rights, our history, our culture, our police, and our children's education will continue full steam ahead. And from the half of America that claims to honor the founding fathers, there will barely be a whimper. We'll slump our shoulders and just take it the way we always do. In the event we ever win another election, a theoretical Republican majority could undo all the damage done by the previous Democrat administration, just like they did with Obamacare and DACA. And a theoretical Republican majority could open up investigations into crimes committed by the previous Democrat administration, just as they did with Fast and Furious and Spygate and the IRS scandal and the NSA scandal, the GSA scandal, Benghazi, $100 billion Iranian bribe, and Solyndra. And you get the point. A Republican majority, sans Trump, is a return to the Boehner, Romney, McCain, Kabul of swamp creatures from whom the best we can hope for is an organized retreat. When Antifa terrorists declare they want to destroy this country, they mean it. Unlike our conservative keyboard warriors, they practice what they preach. I've written a few emails to people asking them what it's like here and what it's like there, and they're very localized. They're not actually happening where you think you'd see it. Now, I prefer that we win our victories at the ballot box rather than through unrestrained bloodshed. And I'm always amused by the frenetic reaction I get from a certain group of people, disgusted by what a craven sissy I am for not wanting to reenact Hotel Rwanda on Main Street USA. I get asked, well, you're ex-military. I mean, you trained to do that, right? See, Republicans, the ones I know, some of the ones I know, they are of the sensible variety who acknowledge there isn't going to be some Minuteman-like uprising of saber-drawn patriots galloping over the amber waves of grain in a second Civil War. But by the same token, are we to believe that what we see of people defending their own private property, like Mark and Patricia McCluskey did, does that mean they would not rise to the occasion? And they've been indicted with felony charges in Missouri. And the point of all this is that we've reached crunch time. We're completely opposed by the mainstream media, Hollywood, public education, big tech, corporate America, every level of the bureaucracy, most of the judiciary, the entire Democrat establishment, and half of the Republican establishment, and millions of educated, economic, and historical illiterates who can scream fascist but can't define it. They're openly promising to pack the courts, abolish the Electoral College, admit new states with the sole purpose of establishing a permanent majority. They silence their opponents via cancel culture, censorship, and mob violence. And our first recourse in all of this is voting. Unlike the leftists, we get to vote only once in elections. You know, if you know anybody that's on the fence, get them to go vote. Give them the bullet points, better trade deals, tax breaks, Middle East peace, Iranian containment, constitutionalist justices, the wall, a renewal of civic pride and patriotism, the rule of law, school choice, the pre-COVID unemployment rate, downtown Starbucks with intact windows. If that fails, show them videos of Antifa and BLM burning down cities and battling police and assaulting civilians. I'm very confident that Trump's going to win. But the only way he does win is if we go vote. I'm not going to sit back and say he's got it until he's got it. And if we lose this November, it's not going to be Trump's fault. He's done more to advance conservatism than any Republican in living memory. It's not going to be his fault. It won't be the fault of the totalitarian left. It'll be our fault. It's going to be our fault. Go vote, please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We get this coming from Q, LLC. Last Friday, October 9th, 2020, our attorneys received a letter from ATF former chief counsel Joel Rosner temporarily suspending the cease and desist letter associated with the Honey Badger pistol by Q. Letter states that the suspension will remain in effect for a period of 60 days unless withdrawn or extended by the ATF. Stated purpose of this suspension is to allow the Department of Justice an opportunity to further review the applicability of the National Firearms Act to the manufacture and transfer of the model Honey Badger pistol firearm. It also provides an opportunity to get to the bottom of who exactly at ATF has been behind the move before the suspension is withdrawn. Because Stephen Stambalia has filed a Freedom of Information Act request on behalf of David Kodria, asking for documents that could reveal who authorized the determination that the National Firearms Act had been violated and that QLLC and thousands of gun owners could be considered in criminal violation. Now, the window of opportunity could close before the 20 business day ATF has to respond to the FOIA have passed if Joe Biden wins the election on November the 3rd. That's because certain facts and the absence of certain information have led to the speculation that the move was made by entrenched ATF employees seeking to demoralize gun owners by having Trump's ATF enact another negative ruling against them. Now, David Kodria wrote an article on Amalan called "Will President Trump Let ATF Continue to Rule by Unchecked Diktat with Honey Badger Reclassification?" That the order came out of the Boston Field Division was the first indicator that seemed curious. Did leadership sign off on the Honey Badger decision? Then you get the report from John Crump, which concluded rogue ATF leadership targets the Honey Badger and gun voters before the election, and noted ATF Acting Director Regina Lombardo, who is not a President Trump pick to lead the ATF, is a career bureaucrat. Amalan news sources inside the agency say she is not loyal to the president. Several independent sources have stated that Lombardo has a narrower definition of the Second Amendment than President Trump and the rest of America. Sources also tell Amalan News that Associate Deputy Director Marvin Richardson, another career bureaucrat, has an axe to grind against pistol braces and believes they violate the NFA, but doesn't think they have the political capital to make a move against the millions of accessories under a Trump presidency. Then, Dean Weingarten wrote an article where he said the Boston field office of the ATF issued a Honey Badger cease and desist letter. They claim the firearms and technology division determined the firearm as a short-barreled rifle. Not clear if Lombardo and or Richardson approved of the letter before it went out. In a well-run bureau, such a sensitive item would not be set up without approval from the top brass. So David Kodrya decided to, you know, he decided to explore this lack of clarity and consulted with Lynn Savage, firearms designer, expert witness, and president, Historic Arms LLC. And the questions were, as to the Honey Badger issue specifically, why is a field office making national policy for ATF, and why was this not a release from HQ or firearms enforcement programs? That's actually something that Mr. Savage was questioning about this. Has anyone asked for correspondence approval and clearance form, ATF form 9310-.3A? It will have every ATF official who signed off on this nonsense. Perhaps somebody should ask to see it. Also, there should be a ATF report of technical examination. And this form should be the basis of any determination. If there's not one to support the correspondence approval and clearance form, well, then somebody made this up out of whole cloth, and then those somebody signed off on it before it was sent off. And it's not hard to find out. It's getting anybody to give a rip about it. So David Kodrya looked at this, and he's going to find out. For him, he gives a damn, you know? And he's going to find out how hard it's going to be to fund it, hence the latest action. So Stephen Sambalia sent a FOIA to ATF in a Thursday email. Please see attached FOIA. It's also being sent by fax. So now we'll see if they respond timely or claim a COVID delay or balk at sending altogether if a pending new regime allows it. It's in play. All of it is in play. This had nothing to do with the gun. When you look around, look around you right now. You're in the smoldering ruins of American society. And it should be clear to you that you don't owe the garbage establishment anything. Not loyalty, not respect, not obedience, nothing. It has failed you, and now it's dead to you, and you can tear it all down. You can rip out the rotten foundation. You can burn the poisonous debris, and you can build it on the foundation of the Constitution. Once upon a time, not too long ago, there was once a social contract out there that we all thought we were signed on to. And you know the outlines of the implicit deal. We agreed to give up certain prerogatives, and to provide prestige and prosperity to those people who became the establishment who would run our institutions for us. Like, we outsourced our right to avenge ourselves to the justice system and except for immediate self-defense to keep order to the police. We should respect and trust the objective, neutral truth-tellers called journalists, who would gather and disseminate the news and information we needed to be active citizens. And in a formal way, under our Constitution, we agreed to give government officials enumerated powers and to be bound by the rules implemented via due process and limited by the Bill of Rights. And from the get-go, this was all imperfect. It all is, because it's a human endeavor. But on the whole, this really worked out quite well. Until now. Our institutions are old. Most date from just after World War II or even further back. How about the example of academia? for the most part, in terms of practice, the only major difference between the typical college class today and one a century ago is that the person lecturing the hungover sophomore knows which bathroom to use. What is different is that it doesn't work anymore. Those mush-mighty teens are not learning the info they need to be citizens because what they are being fed is rancid propaganda and because there are no standards anymore. And it costs more than the average American makes in a year to get young Caden or Ashley that collectivist pottery bachelor's degree. Because the institutions are old, the geniuses and innovators who founded these institutions are long dead. They're now run by people who didn't build them. They inherited them. And like the vast majority of heirs, they are screw-ups. If you want to figure that, if you need a good example, take a look at the Kennedys. JFK, Captain PT-109, became president and scored with Marilyn Monroe. This generation of Kennedys mostly scores dope. We're going up against the Democrats because they're the establishment now. They're the ones running all of this stuff. When they get out there and say systemic racism, they're talking about themselves. Talking about themselves. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman as we find out what's going on. The latest happenings around the world, according to the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.